We're doing Rosh Hashanah, we're up to Chavtes Amar Aleph. The Mishnah begins with the Pasuk. V'yak asher erim Moshe yado v'gavar Yisrael. V'chasher yaniach, the Pasuk says when Moshe would lift his hands, then we'd be successful in our military campaign against Amalek. So the Gemara, the Mishnah asks, v'chiyadav shel Moshe, Osot milchama or shoverot milchama? Is his hands lifted up? That's what's going to make it or break it. Ela lomar lecha kozman sheyu Yisrael mistakelin kapilapei mala umishabedin et libam navim shebashemayim hayu mitgaberim. So long as Israel looked up and had their hearts in the service of Shemayim, they were successful. V'im lav hayu nofelim, otherwise they'd fall. Kaitzeh b'davar ta'omer. In the same vein, you'd say, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem says to Moshe, Aser chasaraf, Kesimu to al nes, make yourself a serpent, put it on a banner, Vayakol anashuv v'raot tov achai. Whoever gets bitten by the snakes will look up to that banner with the snake on it, and they will live. V'chi nachash memit v'nachash mechayet. Is looking at the copper snake what's going to make a person live or die. But when the Jewish people look up to Shemayim, they get healed, and if not, they wither. Chereshot and katan cannot be motzi others. The rule is you got to be mechuyav in order to be motzi others. The previous Mishnah discussed who's motzi and yotzi. Yeah? So this is really connected to the previous Mishnah. The question is, why do we have this break of Yadav Shel Moshe? Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Hakol chayvim b'tkiat shofar. Everyone's got to hear blow shofar. Kohanim, Leviim, Salim, Gerim, Avadim, Shuchrim, Tumtum, Androgynous, Mishchetiyev, Tchetiyo, Ben Chorin, Tumtum, Mino, Mitzilot, Mino, Vlot, Sheino, Mino, Androgynous, Motzit, Mino, Vlot, Sheino, Mino, Mishchetiyo, Tchetiyo, Ben Chorin, Eno, Mitzilot, Mino, Vlot, Sheino, Mino. So the Braisa says, everyone's got to hear the shofar. Kohen Levi Yisrael, Ger, a servant that was free, a person that has a piece of skin covering his organ, you don't know if he's male or female. A hermaphrodite, a person that had two owners, he was a slave. One of them freed him and the other one didn't. So he's half Israelite and half slave. So a tumtum can't be motzi anyone because you don't know if he's a man or a woman. An androgynous could at least be motzi a fellow androgynous. And a guy who's chetiyoven and chetiyoven chorin can't be motzi anyone. It's a cessation as man of Rama. Okay, so pick up here, Bezrat Shem, tomorrow night.